Hunting seasons are upon us. People are still fishing. If you see a game of fish violation, there are some things you can do to help out game wardens. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. My guest this week is District Game Warden Drew Johnson. Drew, let's talk about the Report All Poachers program. When did it start?
Yeah, Report All Poachers stands for RAP, and it began in 1983. And it's a cooperative effort between the North Dakota Wildlife Federation, North Dakota Game and Fish, as well as State Radio. And the program provides an opportunity for the people to report a game and fish violation, remain anonymous if they wish, and then receive a monetary reward upon a conviction, you know, based upon the information they provide.
Drew, North Dakota is a big state. There's 35 district game wardens. The Report All Poachers program helps you guys out a lot.
Absolutely. There's a lot of ground for us to cover. It's around two counties per warden, and it's a great tool because it allows us to address more violations that are occurring out in the field. And yeah, the public is a huge help in getting those calls into state radio, and then they're getting that dispatched to the wardens that are on the ground.
What should they do if they see a game and fish violation?
Yeah, make the phone call right away as soon as you can. And that phone call will be made to 701-328-9921. That'll be state radio. They'll get that phone call to the nearest game warden that's on the ground. Let them know the nature of the offense, the location it occurred, and then get as many details as you can about what had happened and who's involved. You know, we want to know about the vehicle, make, model, ideally a license plate, and then the violator, get as much as you can about him or her too, as far as what they're wearing, height, age, if you're able to, hair color, facial hair, whatever you can get that's going to help us.
Okay, and one thing we advise them not to do is what?
Confront the violator. That's a huge safety risk. So, yep, never go in and confront the violator, period.
Leave it to the game wardens.
Yep. Let us get the information and take care of it.
Okay, one thing that has changed over the last 30-some years is technology. Back in the day, you had to run to a farmhouse, get on a landline, call you. With modern-day technology, they can call you almost instantly.
Yeah, absolutely. The response time is almost instant. We're able to get on scene most times before the violator even gets back to their vehicle. You know, gone are the days of having to run home to a landline or go to a telephone booth in town. They're able to make that call as the violation is occurring. So it's huge.
You can take photos and everything else with the cell phones nowadays.
Right, they can take pictures. They can pinpoint on a map where they're exactly at. So that phone provides a lot of great tools for us.
Okay, most people think hunting, fishing violations. Obviously, a lot of that happens. But there's more than that are game and fish violations.
Yeah, we want to know anything from boating, fishing, hunting, trapping, no matter the time of the day. It's a 24-hour service too, so if it happens at midnight, make the call.
You know, speaking of modern technology, cell phones and everything else, boy, in the last decade, social media has become a big part of some of our game and fish investigations.
Yeah, absolutely. We're making a lot of cases off social media. You know, we're following up with a lot of pictures that are posted, a lot of reports that are posted. And yeah, it's kind of the wave of the future for sure. We're watching it really closely.
Okay, speaking of violations, you had a recent RAP call that led to a ticket. Explain that.
Yeah, I had an individual that informed us that an undersized muskie was caught and kept. And we have a statewide slot here of 48 inches and above. You can keep them. And this one was a 43-inch muskie. So I followed up and got in contact with the violator, was able to measure the fish, and it was in fact undersized at 43 inches. So because of that information gathered from the caller, we had a successful case, and it all started with that RAP call. And yeah, that person who called that in will now be eligible for a reward.
Okay, speaking of rewards, first of all, you can remain anonymous, but explain the reward process a little bit.
Yeah, so based on a conviction, that's what has to happen for the reward to take place. It all depends on the nature of the offense. So anything between $100 and $1,000 will be the reward.
Okay, and a lot of people that call these potential violations in, they decline the reward.
Yeah, yep. You know, for them, it's just doing the right thing. They don't care so much about the money. It's getting these poachers taken care of.
Okay, and if you're a hunter or an angler or out in the outdoors and you see something that might be potential game and fish violation, but you're not sure, do you call it in or not?
Yeah, no, if you think it's a violation or know it's a violation, make the call, let us look into it. And again, it doesn't matter the time of the day either. So, yep, let us know either way.
Okay, give our viewers that number one more time.
Yeah, so State Radio will be 701-328-9921.
Okay, just to clarify, State Radio and the RAP number are the same number.
Yes, they are, yep.
A lot of great information, Drew. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
For more information on the Report All Poachers program, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For District Game Warden Drew Johnson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, now if you see a game and fish violation, you know what to do. We'll see you again next week.